This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Count them, five drug smugglers posing as pilgrims were arrested at Bogota Airport, each with cocaine hidden in their tum-tums.
And we're back to this again, are we?
Apparently it's a popular method of transporting heroin.
I've got cocaine in my tum-tum.
The pilgrim. That spinning noise you hear would be
the Duke himself.
The three men and two women had been booked to travel with a group on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land with stopovers in Madrid and Rome. A Roman Catholic priest leading the pilgrimage was briefly detained by airport police, but later released without charge. They figured, Father?
He's hiding something under that skirt.
Do you know something?
Yeah.
Police said each of the five arrested, all Colombians, swallowed 2.2 pounds of cocaine packed into condoms or small plastic bags. I'm just trying to think. Here, Scott, I have a plastic bag filled with deadly narcotics. Would you swallow it for me and then go through customs?
Why, yes, Tone. Anything for an idiot friend.
I suppose. Eh? Maybe that's how it works.
A Lebanese man went 20 yards under the sea to propose to his Canadian sweetheart. Johnny Tanyos and Marie-Yves Rabath exchanged gold rings in the Mediterranean while a friend filmed the event.
Sorry, Charlie.
Rabath, a psychologist who should know better, first met tour guide and diver Tanyos in Lebanon a year ago. A couple ran into each other in Jordan a few months later, decided to get engaged as soon afterwards. Tanyo said that he got the idea for his engagement after spending a day diving with Rabath. That skimpy bathing suit did
just
it
keep
all
going.
For me.
Just keep.
I just woke up and decided to do it there and then. I wanted to express my love for her and also my joy at Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon. My fanny.
You wanted to get nooky.
Sweaty snuggle bunnies.
Yeah.
Me too.
An American West Airlines pilot was forced to divert to Tucson International after one of the carrier's own pilots riding as a passenger got unruly. Smooth. Bradley Myers, a 13-year American West pilot, was cited for disorderly conduct and was undergoing a 72-hour psych test.
Okay.
Probably needs it.
Name three presidents.
Lincoln. Oh, God.
Okay, what comes next? Russian dog, Saracen pig,
Turkish taffy.
Thank
you. The trouble occurred about 10 minutes into the flight. Myers was still ranting about Turkish taffy.
Absolutely.
When he was taken into custody aboard the plane with the help of two more officers, struggling all the way, thank you. It's still not exactly clear what ticked him off. A witness told one local TV station that he was repeatedly yelling, "Get away from me." Well, he was mad at people being too close to him.
Evidently, it wasn't effective in the least.
You know, now when you're going to hurtle through the air in a tube,
You've
got to expect people close to you.
I think that's probably...
America West said they're going to have to evaluate his employment status after the psychiatric evaluation is done.
Our thanks to Woody Allen. Phnom Penh police have arrested a man for kidnapping his own son in a bizarre attempt to extort money from his wife.
Eh?
He reported that his son had been kidnapped in order to extort a $10,000 ransom from his wife. Police later discovered the man had confined his son at an undisclosed location in an attempt to collect the ransom to be paid by his wife, a wealthy money changer.
Ooh.
Suspect was expected to be charged with illegal detention and creating a disturbance.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.